AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Hot weather in July is expected, but forecasters say what's coming in the Midwest and the Northeast is dangerous heat. New York City is reeling after a power outage last weekend. Con Edison's Tim Colley says they are ready for demand from the heat.
We expect demands to rival weekend peaks that we had in 2016. In 2016, the weekend demands were the highest they had ever been for a weekend. And we expect to see similar demands over the course of this weekend.
An excessive heat warning is in effect in Wisconsin, and transformer fires knocked out power to 11,000 people in the capital city, Madison. Ahead on the schedule on Capitol Hill, testimony from Russia's special counsel Robert Mueller. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
When Mueller appears Wednesday, Democrats want to direct the nation's attention to what they see as the most egregious examples of President Trump's conduct. Aides say they plan to hone in on obstruction of justice, focusing on examples Mueller laid out in his report, including the president telling his White House counsel to have Mueller removed and then to deny it happened. Mueller will spend a combined 5 hours during two hearings with the Judiciary and Intelligence Committees and will be a reluctant witness, insisting he'll stick to his written report.
The report is my testimony.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. government expanded its policy requiring asylum seekers to wait outside the country to one of Mexico's most dangerous cities, where thousands of people are already camped, some for several months. Under the so-called Remain in Mexico policy, asylum seekers are briefly processed and given a date to return for an immigration court hearing before being sent back across the border. The Nebraska Supreme Court upheld the convictions and death sentence of a man who killed four people in Omaha shortly after leaving prison. Nico Jenkins pleaded no contest in 2014. There were concerns about his mental health. This is AP Radio News. A strong earthquake shook Athens, Greece.
The Athens Institute of Geodynamics gave the earthquake a preliminary magnitude of 5.1, but the U.S. Geological Survey gave it a preliminary magnitude of 5.3. The Athens Institute says the quake struck at 2:13 p.m. local time, about 13.7 miles north of Athens. The quake sparked limited power cuts and communication problems around Athens, and the fire brigade reported receiving calls about people being trapped in elevators. I'm Zaria Shackley.
Shane Lowry has a one-shot lead on J.B. Holmes in round two at the British Open. Tiger Woods did not make the cut, and he is frustrated.
This is a major championship, and I love playing in these events, and I love the atmosphere. I love the stress of playing a major.
Tiger Woods did not make the cut. He won the Masters back in April. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.